Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live, taking your phone calls. Let's talk to John in Oklahoma. John, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. And we're going to go to Cupcake. Welcome, John.
Hey, just got off the phone with TSA after getting re-fired up about the little detention pods and asked them about the security announcement that they played there in Houston and just to find out what the guidelines were. And it ended up that they really don't have any guidelines. It's pretty much up to the officer's discretion.
Yeah, and they're not even a sworn officer. No. They're saying if they don't like the way you look, they're going to have you arrested, and then they'll trump something up later. This is literal intimidation now. If you make a joke, if you say you don't like something, we're going to arrest you. Well, I say then, let them do it. Let's go to court. Let's sue everybody. This is the new civil rights movement. They are trying to treat us all like slaves. We are going back into slavery. Everyone is going into slavery. That's what governments always try to do. It's happening now. You should put the conversation up on YouTube. It'll become a news story.
Okay, I'll just do that. I also asked her, she said, well, it'll result in a civil fine of $1,500. And I said, well, what about the arrest part? What law do they arrest you on for exercising free speech? And she didn't know about that.
Well, let me say this. You see, that's what I should do, and I got great reporters, but what you're saying is that I default when Paul Watson came out with that article and it was on Drudge for 3 days, a top story, and got 2 million readers or whatever it had, I should have said, let's call TSA and get them on record about this. Let's go to the airport and let's get the Austin TSA spokespeople to tell us. So that, I'm going to assign that. I know my reporters are listening. Whoever wants to do it, I want you to call their public information person. I want you to record it. Tell them you're doing an interview. Then I want you to say you want to drive out there. And then we've been out there before. And when you drive out, they'll act like you've done something wrong showing up with a camera while they spy on everything you do, including when you're not even there. They spy on your outside activity via the NSA. That's all come out, all your databases. They tie into hundreds of private databases before you show up there as if you're a threat, as if you've done something wrong, violating your Fourth Amendment, invading your privacy. And so we need to do what you've done. Do you have a YouTube account, sir?
No, I do, but I don't have, I've never uploaded anything.
Well, listen, I'd love to hear this. What TSA facility did you call?
Their 800 number. Now, I said, well, gosh, it sounds like it's pretty broad. They can arrest me for not liking the way I cut my hair. And she said, no, that's not in there. I said, well, you're telling me there's nothing in there. So they've got a pretty broad brush on this thing.
Well, that's what tyranny's like. They just say, hey, where'd Bob go? Hey, he disappeared. We didn't like what you said. And if you say you don't like us grabbing your genitals, we take that as an insult to our lordship. Look, you don't criticize the government in North Korea either. Americans are to sit down, shut up, and do what they're told. You saw the minivan where they run away with the kids in the car, so the cops shoot it? I think there should be a government bomb in every car. If you don't salute the police, I think they should blow your car up. I think if you don't pay a parking ticket, your children should be executed by guillotine in front of the White House, and Obama should bathe in your blood. Because he is our Lord and Savior, sir.
Don't give me any ideas.
So what, you called the TSA 1-800 line?
Yes, sir. And it was about a 5-minute long conversation. She put me on hold, and she couldn't tell me, though, that they could actually arrest me.
Well, no, it's all a threat. Submit to us, go in the little cages, or we're going to arrest you. I tell you what, if you want to give us your name and number, we'll call you right now and help you get on one of our YouTube channels and upload that. Do you know how to upload?
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Give us your name and number if you want. I'll have Rob Dew call you right now. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Hey, by the way, you don't have any problem with unlicensed radio stations running your show, do you?
Oh, no, I hope you do. As long as it doesn't interfere with commercial stations. It's so horrible to have free speech. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For 50 years, we've told them what to eat, what to drink, what to wear. For Christ's sake, Ben, don't you understand? Americans love television. They wean their kids on it. Listen, they love game shows. They love wrestling. They love sports, violence. So what do? We give them what they want. We're number one, Ben. That's all that counts. Believe me, I've been in the business 30 years.
Well, I haven't been in show business as long as you have, Killian. But I'm a quick learner. So I'm going to give the audience what I think they want.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Gentlemen, we're live. It is Monday, the 18th day of November, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're into the final hour right now. Coming up at the start of the next segment, look at these headlines. Fukushima operators begin risky nuclear fuel rod removal. RT. Here's CBS News. Workers begin removing fuel rods from Japan's tsunami-battered Fukushima nuclear plant. If they touch one rod to another, they explode and catch on fire, many times worse than the last Fukushima disaster that's still ongoing. Radioactive leaks found at 75% of nuke sites, CBS News. The numbers I've got from the International Atomic Energy Agency is 91% are leaking. 91%. I'm going to ask Dr. Busby, nuclear and chemical physicist coming up, Exactly. Is it 75 or is it 91? Doesn't really matter either way. Yeah, yeah. And of course, the CBS article is 2 years old, so that's probably why they now say 91. The issue is they just don't care now if they're leaking. It's just madness. And then we have this new Journal of Pediatrics paper out that babies are getting thyroid disorders, and it's been connected to the increased radioactive fallout from Fukushima that blows right across into the West Coast. This is huge news, ladies and gentlemen. And NBC LA reports concerns over multiple illnesses force Malibu High School classroom to shut down. Three teachers die in one classroom. I mean, what? Or have gotten cancer. Other people in Japan have been dying nearby at the schools there. That's two different articles we've got. So just really, really wild stuff there that we're going to be looking at. And the numbers in Japan of the deaths and the numbers of the illnesses here in the United States. So that is coming up. Here is some of the other big news. I mentioned this last hour, but if we have time later, we'll play the clip. Democrat representative says Obama lacks legal underpinning for Obamacare fix. Nick Rahal says that it's law. The president can't change a law without going and changing the law. Well, we don't need no stinking laws. I mean, we don't even need a Congress. We have NATO to command our military now. We have our supreme UN leader. So that's a big deal. And also the Supreme Court blocks challenge to NSA phone tracking, saying there is no Fourth Amendment. Chicago law professor claims no privacy in your emails as long as the content isn't used to detain or harass you. 180 degrees different from the Bill of Rights, Constitution, common sense. Also, the bloody disaster of Libya and Iraq and Afghanistan is laid bare. The London Guardian admits that the West intervention has turned these into deindustrialized nightmare hellholes. And they're claiming it's an accident. The West didn't know what they were doing. This is the established policy, is to turn the Middle East, North Africa, Central Asia into backward hellholes and block development. That is the true mega racism against the Oriental people that live in that area. They even say the term Oriental is racist now. Any term is bad. You know, the average folks don't even know what the scientists would label the people that are there, but it is a Caucasoid Oriental mixture with Africans. So it's a truly mixed group of people who are just human beings, because we're all human beings, and the West is exterminating them and using Al-Qaeda to do it, a tiny Bedouin tribe that they've given all of Saudi Arabia to. They created it, made, they're only into the second lineage now of the guy born in, what, 1880, who later, by 1933, was declared the king of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia has not had this king until 1933. Pull it up. The first monarch of Saudi Arabia, we can show TV viewers. And now they're being given the entire Middle East and North Africa and Europe, for that matter. I mean, this is a globalist, bankster-funded jihad using the most radical sect of Islam, a subsect of Sunni. And by the way, they kill the Sunnis, you know, that don't sexually mutilate their women, that don't put bags on their heads. And I never hear Oprah Winfrey say anything about the Saudis. Oh, no, no. She's just out saying, if you disagree with Obama and Obamacare, you're racist and, quote, need to die. You don't like Obama and you're calling him a liar. She said, people call him liars and they're deeply racist. Oh, really? If there was a white guy up there lying like this, I would be going after them. Of course, a white guy wouldn't be able to get away with this because of the political correctness, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they got rid of the Republicans, you know, white guys. I mean, they're going to put a woman in their necks, no matter what color she is. Oh, just get ready. They're going to play the women of America. Better do whatever she says. Hillary says, or you're against women. Oh, yeah, I'm really against women. I absolutely love women. It's men I don't like. The point is that this is so absolutely ridiculous. You want to get down to it, folks? I'm bigoted against men. I don't like how they look. Don't like how they smell. They can stay away from me. I don't even like going in men's restrooms, to be honest with you. I think men stink. I mean, I like men that stand up for liberty and honor. I just don't want to be around them. But that's because I'm anti-male now. No, no, I just actually have choices in my life. Okay, I'm absolutely going crazy today here on air. It is just so incredibly frustrating to deal with all this. I will do whatever Hillary says when she's president. I love women. There you go. And if we get a gay president, I'll do whatever he says or she says, or I'm anti-gay. See how this mindlessness works? How they just, I just keep marveling at what Oprah Winfrey said. I mean, I've already played the clip yesterday, so I won't play it again. It's up on Infowars.com to the BBC, talking to a literal foppish pinhead moron, political correct cult member. And she's like, "You're a good creature," like patting him on the head like he's a monkey or something. And then she continues on to just say, "If you don't agree with Obama, you're racist and you need to die." And he's literally just rubbing his hands together, getting off on it. Because this is their authoritarianism. She goes to eugenics meetings to depopulate Africa, folks. She knows full well she's just up there dividing and conquering. What a disgusting person. What a disgusting, race-baiting person. I said I'd go to your calls. Let's go to Cupcake. Cupcake's calling from FEMA Region 3. What former state are you in that's in FEMA Region 3, Cupcake?
I'm in Southern Maryland. I'm south of D.C., probably 20 miles from Andrews, or whatever they're calling it, Andrews Navy. I have no idea what they're calling it, but it was
sounds D.C. racist. That's what matters. Go ahead.
And actually, on a side issue, about being by Andrews, our phone cuts out every time we drive by there on 95. Every single time we drive by.
Oh, there's all sorts of interference, all sorts of manipulation, but their engineering will already have into all the new phones, Droid or Apple-based, where the police or the government hits one button and they can turn off every cell phone in the city, physically turn them off, or just block them recording audio or video. The kill switches, Obama and the globalists got their internet kill switch. And they go, "Oh, Congress wouldn't pass it." No, no, it's true. They didn't put in law that the kill switch can be there, but they're doing it anyways. Because after all, who needs a law, you know?
Right. Obama will take care of everything.
Well, please don't say he lied to you about keeping your health insurance or the premiums wouldn't go up. They'd go down. Because if you say that, you need to die. Questioning
right
Obama
now,
is because you're a racist.
Yeah, I'm a little fortunate because my husband is union, but it doesn't mean we're losing it, but we're losing a lot of coverage.
Well, that's right. But that's, and of course, Obama's talking about exempting the unions for now. Of course, that's not discrimination against everybody else.
Exactly.
See, there's thousands of new forms of discrimination that are actually all the ancient forms of it. So they're making us obsess on the last forms of oppression instead of the old ones they're bringing back. You see what I'm saying? Where we only recognize the ones that they tell us about instead of recognizing all the stuff they're doing to all of us together.
Right. Well, I've been listening to you for about 3 years, and half the time I can keep up with you, and half the time I have to listen again on that part.
Well, if you're a cupcake, what type of icing do you have?
You're so knowledgeable about everything, and I
like coconut cream ones. You know, they have the little bit of the cream on the top. I don't like really sweet. icing that has a coconut on top?
Right. Hey, listen, I've got as far as the family, say you want to take your family out of state or whatever. Now, would you hire a plane or would you go on a regular airplane with your family at this point?
Okay. I'm sorry. They were popping in my ear. What was your question again?
Going through TSA, would you take your family through TSA onto an airline at this point?
No, because they've been known to drag people off to the police facility and kill them at the airport and in Phoenix and other areas. And my children have never flown because of the genitalia groping. Once I was going through a border and they started grabbing on one of my daughters and I literally flipped out. So I just cannot watch an obvious pedo bear grab my children because I'm a terrorist. So the answer is no. I would have gotten mad in Nazi Germany. They pulled the train over, sort of grabbing my daughters or my son's genitals. And that's because I'm a terrorist. If you don't support the Nazis, you're a racist terrorist. So I support all of Obama's Nazi policies. There, I've given some fairness to the broadcast.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your knee's gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, get 15% off on the American-made Privacy Case when you enter coupon code GCN at checkout. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This just broke minutes ago. You know, the Justice Department has been looking at re-indicting at a federal level because the state found him not guilty with a jury of his peers, George Zimmerman. And I always said that I didn't lionize George Zimmerman. I thought he was an idiot going out at night following somebody around with a gun. But the witnesses did say that Trayvon climbed on top of him and beat the daylights out of him. And I think I might get mad if somebody comes around a corner with a gun at me. I said it was a tragedy, but being used to create racial division by the White House as a political diversion from the horrible things Obama was doing with the wars, the corporate welfare, all of it. Well, now George Zimmerman has been arrested after disturbance call. This just happened a few weeks ago. Former Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman was arrested Monday in Florida after deputies responded to a disturbance call at a house, authorities said. Zimmerman will be transported and booked into jail. And we don't know the specifics of it yet, so we'll try to follow it. Now, that's a total diversion over all the serious news we've got. But it does show the type of people that don't need to be cops. George Zimmerman and others who are literally ready to pull a gun out at any moment. And we've all seen the video. I haven't really talked about it a lot. Of a Tennessee woman with her kids in New Mexico. And, people get mad when a cop pulls out a taser or a gun on a family. And so the little kids get out and start beating the cops up. and then the cops panic and start shooting into a vehicle, not the tires, into the vehicle that they know full well has little kids in it. It's really creepy that this type of stuff's going on. And I call it the George Zimmerman syndrome. But I don't lose my Second Amendment because people act like that. And by the way, statistically, look, that's why I said the jury did not have enough evidence to convict. Just like they let O.J. Simpson off. O.J. was obviously guilty. All the evidence pointed there. But you still had reasonable doubt. Reasonable doubt because the cops got caught lying. Doesn't matter if he was guilty. They tried to frame him after the fact with fake evidence. He's got to go free. Better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man go to jail. That's English common law, American law, the best law in the world. You can say it. It's bad. It's not perfect. But it is the best system. Instead, we've got Saudi Arabia and communist China now and others on the UN Human Rights Board. It's getting really bad. Do I have to tell you how bad China and Saudi Arabia are to human rights? Now, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. We're very thankful that he has been able to join us. He is Dr. Busby. Christopher Busby is a chemical physicist and British scientist known for his groundbreaking research on the health effects of cumulative low-level ionizing radiation. He advises the Parliament in England, the EU, and he broke a lot of news on the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear disaster that turned out to be absolutely accurate. In fact, he's very conservative compared to some of the alarmists that are out there, and he joins us now to give us a little breakdown on what's coming up in the next 18-minute segment, in a peer-reviewed Journal of Pediatrics report about increased problems in thyroid babies, children, and others on the West Coast. And, of course, we have all the reports of the rising radiation levels and governments raising what they say is cumulatively safe and the majority of reactors leaking. So we're going to talk about that and the removal of the fuel rods, what's currently happening at Fukushima as the ground basically turns into a huge sinkhole. Dr. Busby, thank you for joining us.
Hello.
We got about 2 minutes. Tell us what's coming up.
Well, two things, really. I think you wanted me to talk about the worst-case scenario. You know, in other words, if the whole of Fukushima goes up with a big bang, what's going to happen? That's the first thing. And the second thing is I'll talk about the new study that we've done, which shows that there were effects from the tiny amounts of radiation that came to the United States from Fukushima, levels that were much lower than natural background radiation, but actually had a significant effect on babies who were born in California. So it just shows that all this stuff about natural background radiation as a yardstick for comparing the effects of ionizing radiation is just such a lot of nonsense.
And that's because, sure, the background only goes up a little bit, but what happens if you get the concentrated particles that are radiating overall? It's kind of like a light bulb 100 yards away won't burn your hand. And they go, oh, that's background radiation. But when you grab it with your hand, it starts burning you. What happens if you breathe it or eat it?
Well, that's kind of it, really. And particularly, of course, the babies in the womb are very, very sensitive. And there's been lots of research done recently that shows that millions of babies have died in the womb as a result of really quite low levels of internal radiation after these various accidents that have taken place. And, of course, after the weapons test fallout, which is the biggest injection of radioactivity into the world environment that's ever occurred. And I'll talk a little bit about that,
all right,
too.
Well, Dr. Busby, you'll have the floor, llrc.org, greenaudit.org, a true environmentalist joining us, a true conservationist who actually wants humans to survive. Dr. Busby is our guest. We'll be right back on the other side. I'm your host, Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
By the way, going to break, I said that Dr. Christopher Busby's a real environmentalist. They're destroying the earth. They're dumping toxic waste everywhere. Open air genetic engineering that infects other families, not even plants, but animal, insect, you name it. It's all spreading. In every major study, the GMO is just wreaking havoc on the reproductive systems of the animals that eat it. 91% of reactors, according to the UN, are leaking. They don't even care if they leak now. The troops are allowed to use DU in the last 20 years. Now they use it at regular shooting ranges. And then meanwhile, they've got this big corporate environmentalism that only wants to tax people's houses or energy consumption and things that really, compared to all of the leaking radiation and the toxic waste and the genetic pollution, that really is screwing things up. I mean, the honeybees really are dying. The human cancers really are up multi-thousand percentage points in the West. I mean, this is all real. And if they came out, I mean, when the government came out and said, okay, we're going to ban BPA for babies, I was like, yes, ban it. It's like real stuff, real things. Instead of diverting into certain corporations like General Electric being exempt from their plants being shut down, Or they go build plants in Mexico and then shut down clean plants in Texas and then run, you know, dirty coal into the air. Folks, these corporations have used the environmental movement to take over. And then I see all the fake left, from George Monbiot to you name it, promoting nuclear now, when I was somebody growing up bought into nuclear power propaganda, bought into all of it. And back then it looked like it was managed a little bit better. Maybe we're just more informed now. And all the nuclear disasters they've covered up. So now I see it as, is there any form of safe nuclear power? That's a question I'm going to ask Dr. Busby at the end of the interview in about 25 minutes. But I want to give him the floor now because they're going to remove the fuel rods. That started. They're saying that could trigger a disaster. We've got cover-ups of the yellowfin tuna having higher levels of radiation. We've got this new study that he helped author that's in the peer-reviewed Journal of Pediatrics, where you can read it on his site, LLRC.org. We're going to link it up on Infowars.com. Changes in confirmed plus borderline cases of congenital hyperthyroidism in California as a function of environmental fallout from the Fukushima nuclear meltdown. So he joins us right now to talk about worst-case scenarios, what's currently happening there with the ground sinking. You've got the floor. Give us a presentation, Dr. Busby.
Well, let me start then with the congenital hyperthyroidism paper, because the important thing about that is it introduces us to the main problem in all of this. Because what we did, this was my colleagues Joe Mangano and Jeanette Sherman of the Radiation and Public Health Project in New York, and I studied the levels of thyroid-stimulating hormone that are measured in blood samples taken at birth in the state of California over the period of the Fukushima catastrophe. Now, you all know that a small amount of radioiodine, and it was a very small amount of radioiodine, by the time it got across the 5,000 miles from Fukushima to California, to the west coast of the United States, the concentrations were really quite small. But nobody should be complacent because they were such small concentrations. What happened at the time, of course, is that there was a lot of yelling and screaming about the fact that there was radioactive iodine 131 measured in the milk, and the engineering department at the University of Berkeley measured, I think, between 5 and 10 becquerels per liter of radioiodine 131 in rainwater. Now, from that, it's fairly easy to work out roughly what the dose would be. Iodine-131 has quite a short half-life, about 8 days, and so really this event only occurred over a period of about 10 or 15 days. So you can work out what the dose is to adults, assuming that they just drank rainwater. Well, of course, people don't drink rainwater, do they? They drink water from the tap or from bottles. But anyway, let's take the worst case and say that that they were only drinking rainwater. The dose that they would have got is about 1/100th of natural background radiation, the annual dose from natural background radiation. So in other words, it's a very, very, very small dose. And by the time that it got down to the baby, you know, it would have been even smaller. And yet, what we discovered was that there was a highly statistically significant increase in confirmed congenital hyperthyroid cases in babies in California and in borderline cases, about 27%. Now, it may not sound very much. It's about 400 babies. And you know, it's not a good thing that that happened. But the most important thing in all of this, in this paper, is that once again, we see that the concept of dose is not valid for the measurement of for the quantification, for the understanding of the health effects of internal radionuclides like radioiodine and like these particles that you were talking about, which give a lot of dose to one little piece of the body and no dose at all to the rest. So this concept, again and again, we see that this concept of absorbed dose is not valid. Whenever we see in the news that there's been an accident or that there's been some release of radioactivity somewhere, then what happens is the nuclear industry or the scientists from the government, and this is awful too because it's very, very few real scientists left. Anyway, these scientists, we'll put that in inverted commas, scientists, come out and they say, oh, well, the dose is too low for it to cause you any harm. This is what they scream at any argument that says that we're being irradiated by all these substances which first appeared on the planet in the 1950s with the weapons fallout, and then increasingly were produced by nuclear power stations and accidents and so forth. Not forgetting the depleted uranium that we're talking about. So the one message that we take home from this study is that the concept of dose is invalid. And also the other thing that we went to at the end of this study was the increases in thyroid cancer, which have been detected now in Fukushima. So only 3 years after the accident, we see a rapid increase in thyroid cancer in children aged 0 to 18. And I did a calculation on this, which enables me to work out what the relative risk is, you know, the percentage higher than what you would expect if there had been no event. And we get an 80-fold excess. So there's an 80 times the numbers of thyroid cancers that you would expect normally. Now, this is an enormous number. But, of course, what's happening there is that these same scientists, these same scientists that work for the government, or even, in fact, the scientists who measured the thyroid cancers, who detected them in the screening, they say, well, it can't be from Fukushima because the dose is too small. So we live in a sort of Alice in Wonderland world, or sort of like an airbrushed world, which is much worse than the original Soviet Union way in which, you know, things were covered up, because at the moment it's covered up in such a way that's utterly bizarre. Anyway, that's the message from the paper that we've just published.
And let me just briefly tell listeners that chemical physicist Christopher Busby joins us. And I want to back up what he's saying. I'm not a chemical physicist or a nuclear physicist. Who is a chemical physicist as well as a nuclear physicist is Dr. Doug Rocky, who was the head of the entire Pentagon DU program in the 80s and 90s, who wrote the book on it and did the removal of the waste in Kuwait and Iraq. Most of his team has died. He, long before I even ever interviewed Dr. Busby, he would come on 10 years ago plus. He's had over 50 surgeries just to survive, more surgeries than probably Darth Vader had fictionally. And the way he explains it, he goes, it's asinine saying we could use DU. They wouldn't let us use it until 1990 because all the physicists, even going back to the 50s, said if you ingest it in your lungs or your kidneys, it goes into the cell at point-blank range and fries them. And they use the analogy, basically, of the light bulb. A light bulb off at 100 yards doesn't burn you. If you go up and grab it, it will cook your hand. And that's basically what's happening. And then they've had other physicists that I've interviewed and other people have explained this over and over again. And so the system knows full well what they're doing, because previous to really the 1990s, there was an argument saying it's bad, it's good, it's okay. Now they just don't seem to care. So let me ask you this and then get into the rest of it. Why doesn't the power structure seem to care anymore that they're living in increased radioactive poison?
Well, this is a very good question. I don't really have an answer for it. I mean, because to me and to you and to any sensible person thinking about it, of course, what they're doing is that they're destroying themselves and their children and all their relatives. And one has to ask, how is it possible that they can do this? I mean, some of them are physicists. And I have to say, physicists seem to have the ability to deal in a sort of world of abstract mathematics. And I think I particularly single out physicists for the ability to believe something which is totally impossible. And a lot of modern physics is like that. And you will find in governments that the scientific advisors to governments are very often particle physicists. And I think this goes back to the school days where you know, if you were a physicist or a mathematician, you were assumed to be cleverer than somebody who wasn't, who was a chemist, and then it goes down to biologists, and after that it sort of goes down to geographers, and then people who read English and history, and so on, all the way down to the bottom. And so the problem is that these people have got the idea that because they can do mathematics and they can create these wondrous worlds of equations, including the world of the equations that describe absorbed dose, of course, exactly that, they don't need to know about biology. In fact, I've talked to them and they said, well, I don't know about biology. If I need to know about biology, I'll ask a biologist. And of course, if a biologist comes along saying, well, I'm sorry, mate, but everybody's dying because you've got it wrong, they will just say, oh, you're not a physicist. And it goes on like that. So that's one part of the equation. The other part, of course, is that there are some genuinely evil people up there, in my opinion. I mean, I've met some of them. There are people who are up there for their own reasons, you know, because they make money or because they have a high position. And because, as Proudhon the anarchist once said, if you put a man in uniform, he becomes a monster. And I think there are people like that. I mean, I can give you examples. One good example is the ex-head of the International Commission on Radiological Protection, who is now the head of the medical system. He's the head of the social security system in Sweden, a man called Lars Erik Holm. I mean, he is very much, you know, I think in my opinion, he is individually responsible for the deaths of several million people. We talk about Hitler and we talk about Saddam Hussein and all these people who are like monsters, you know, within the concept of the historical description of monsters. But actually, a lot of these physicists who have continued to underpin this ridiculous system of absorbed dose are responsible for a lot more deaths than Hitler.
It's really incredible. But the way that Dr. Rocky and others that we've interviewed, the former head of the Star Wars program, nuclear physicist, engineer, chemical physicist Dr. Bob Bowman just died a few months ago. He said, look, of course, if people get hot particles, they'll be the ones in the Russian roulette that, you know, died 10 years after, hypothetically. He said, look at what happened with Chernobyl. We have metrics we can break down that the UN says around 1 million-plus people have died from cancers as an effect of that, and they took measures to not drink the milk from Europe for a few years, to not, you know, eat the vegetables in those areas, to import them. Now they don't even try to mitigate anything. They just say, it's fine. Don't even tell people the tuna is radioactive, that the milk's had this problem, or surface vegetables like spinach and things. But he was a physicist. He described it. He knew. And that's how Dr. Rocky described it. He says, look, prior to 1990, no one would use this. But then they just said, don't worry about it. And then they would at least try to wear masks and gloves. Now they don't wear masks and gloves when they use DU. I mean, it really just shows a mass delusion, a hyper-nihilistic, I don't even know what you call it, but I don't want to waste any more time on that, Dr. Busby. Get into the removal of the rods, the sinking, I know it has a scientific name, into a sinkhole of the Fukushima situation. We've seen other physicists, you know, the fellow from Canada, you know, came out and kind of did a gestalt saying that if it does melt down, it could, you know, really threaten humanity. Goodbye, Japan, I think was the quote from Suzuki. What is the worst case scenario?
Okay, right. Well, I'll go to that. But before I do, let me just say that there is a bit of news on the DU front, which is that increasingly I'm being contacted by Gulf War veterans in the United Kingdom who are now aged about 40. And there's a massive increase in cancer amongst those people. So, I mean, just by the way, that's now feeding through into the system. Because, of course, as you say, it takes several years, you know, 10, 15 years before these particles create sufficient dose to the local tissue to develop cancer. Well, now those years have passed, and we're beginning to see the beginning of an epidemic there. Anyway, so over to Fukushima. Right. Well, I have seen on the internet, and people have contacted me with amazing doom-laden sort of prospects if the whole lot goes up. And people have been asking me more and more to sort of get in there and have a look at it all. It is actually quite complicated, and you've got to do lots and lots of sums and get all the numbers from all over the place, work it all out. This, you know, I've been working on this off and on for about 6 weeks, and eventually I figured it all out. So now I'm going to present you with the answer. And the answer is this, that it's not the end of the world, and by no means is it the end of the world, although it probably is the end of Japan. So that's the headline. If the thing goes up, And what I mean now, in my worst case scenario, like the worst thing that could possibly happen is this, that the reactor 4 tank collapses in some way. You know, either it explodes because they stick two rods too close together and there's an explosion which drives out all the water, and then, you know, that once the water's gone, it all melts down. And then, of course, it distills off the plutonium, and then there's a critical mass, and there's an enormous bang. So you get a fission explosion. The alternative is that the thing is sitting, as you said, in a sort of swamp now, and leaning. And of course, they know this too. So you know, that's why they're rapidly pulling all the spent fuel out of that number 4 tank. So if that collapsed, if it actually fell over, then of course the water would all slosh out of the tank. That there would be no cooling for half of the tank, and then, of course, it would melt down, the heat would increase, it would boil off the water, distill the plutonium, and bang. And then, of course, the third possibility is we have another typhoon. So all of these things are possible ways in which we can get a large bang. Now, let's assume the bang is big enough to also destroy the cooling to the other reactors, buildings, pressure vessels. So let's imagine that the whole lot goes up in some kind of massive dirty fission bomb. Now we have to note here that if it does explode, it will be a fission bomb. It's not going to be a hydrogen bomb. There's going to be no megaton explosions. The worst that can happen is that there's going to be some massive fission event. Now, if that happens, we know, as a result of various studies that have been done, exactly what's in there. Well, not exactly, but pretty much what's in there. And we can add it all together. And then we can compare it in terms of releases to all of the other events that people compare it to. And I've done that. So, I mean, I can give you lots and lots of numbers, but basically those numbers wouldn't really mean anything. So what I've done is I've compared it in terms of two of the main radionuclides. These are the most dangerous ones and the ones that are usually used to assess any event, any of these exposure events. I've compared the strontium-90 and cesium-137 with the Hiroshima bomb, because that's one that everybody does. And with Fukushima, that's already happened. That's like, if you like to call it, Fukushima 1. And then with Chernobyl in 1986. And then, of course, and this is the big one, with the atmospheric nuclear testing, 1952 to 1980. Because what I conclude in all of this, and I think I've said it before, is that actually, even if everything went up from Fukushima, it would still not be as much as the injection into the world environment, the global environment, from the combined atmospheric nuclear tests between 1952 and 1980. It comes to about 60% of them. So if we take all of the radionuclides that came out in the atom bombs and the explosions that occurred in the Marshall Islands, the United States Marshall Islands tests, and then, of course, the British tests at Christmas Island and the French tests at Mururoa and in North Africa, and then, of course, the enormously big Russian tests in Kazakhstan, the Tsar bomber, which was 40 megatons. These tests blew an enormous amount of radioactivity up into the stratosphere, where it came pitter-patter down after about 1959 through to 1964, and the strontium-90 built up in everybody's bones, and the iodine went everywhere, and the tritium increased, and carbon-14 increased, Sakharov and Pauling both said that this would cause enormous increases in cancer, which of course it has done. And so compared to that, if the whole of Fukushima goes up, it will only be about the same as that, actually less, about half of it, 60%. So the total contents of Fukushima is about 60% of the total releases from the atmospheric tests. But actually it'll be a lot less than that. And the reason is that the atmospheric tests blew all this stuff into the global environment with their enormous power. But this will be like a fairly local fission bomb. And so it will cause massive contamination of the local Pacific and catastrophic contamination of northern Japan, of course. I mean, I worked out that the mean concentration in the whole of northern Japan would be about 16 megabecquerels per square meter, which would give you a dose of about, what have I got here, dose rate of 50 microsieverts per hour, which is like...
But Ann Coulter says that's good for you.
Ah, yes. Well, he should go there if it happens then.
He should. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, I mean, of course, all that stuff is nonsense. Although there is, to be honest with you, there is a certain element of truth in this homesis idea. You know, if you do give mice a little bit of external radiation, and I have to say it's external radiation that they're talking about, then what it does is, it over a period of time, it beefs up the repair systems in the cells slightly, and that can be shown. But of course, the problem with internal radiation is it doesn't give a very small increase in dose to the cell; it gives an enormous dose to the cell. I mean, one alpha particle from to put this in perspective, if you take natural background radiation, which everyone uses as a yardstick, we'll say that 2 millisieverts. To go to this dose argument, is the annual dose to a cell, 2 millisieverts. But if you get a single alpha particle track from a uranium particle to a cell, it's 500 millisieverts. And if it's actually a particle sitting there, not moving anywhere, it's going to be banging away with more and more and more of these. It's going to be like the first one is 500 millisieverts, then it'll get another one, so that's 1,000 millisieverts, and so on. So for internal radiation, like, you know, your argument about the light bulb, the levels of actual dose to the cell are enormously high. They're very, very much higher than these levels of natural background radiation we're talking about. It's the light bulb effect that you're talking about, which is actually the problem. And also in terms of uranium, of course, it binds to DNA. So not only is it banging the alpha particle into the cell, but because it has an extraordinarily high chemical affinity for DNA.
I was about to say, that's what Dr. Rocky said in the Pentagon study, some of it secret, a lot of it public. He said it's not just the radiation. He said chemically it's an incredible poison.
That's right. It is. I mean, nobody knows quite why. What Rocky is saying is that it's a chemical poison. My own feeling is it's not a chemical poison. It's a chemical radioactive poison. So in other words, it combines its chemistry, its chemical affinity for DNA, with its increased
level. Sure. He's just saying it's incredibly toxic in his work.
Yes. Well, of course it is. I mean, the work that we've done in Fallujah has shown the highest levels of cancer that have ever been reported in any study anywhere. I mean, the levels of leukemia,
right,
that we were finding in Fallujah were like 38 times the expected number based on the background.
I was about to say, even like 6-7 years ago, right after Fallujah, within a year, they were talking about birth defects. I think the headline was 16 times the previous record.
That's right. It's an absolute genetic damage catastrophe in Fallujah, and nobody's doing anything about it. What happened was that the World Health Organization produced some utterly bogus study, which actually showed that there were no effects there at all, which I've attacked roundly in various arguments in various media reports. It's quite extraordinary.
Don't the people putting out the bull know that their bull won't protect them from radiation?
Well, we're back to that argument again, aren't we? I suppose, you know, and the trouble is, if you're an ordinary human being like you and me, I think maybe we are sort of a little bit more ordinary than these people that are allowing this to go on anyway. You just can't understand it. What happens is your mouth just drops open and you think, well, how is it and why is it that they continue to do this? Well, I mean, like I said, some of them are not very nice people. And some of them do it because they obtain power out of it, and they'd rather have power than mind about their children dying of leukemia. But the other ones that go along with it, like sheep, goodness only knows why they do that.
They're just so domesticated. Shifting gears, though, just the argument against nuclear power now. When you look at the response in Fukushima, or you look at how they respond here in Southern California when the alarm goes off, now they've just permanently turned the alarms off. It just shows government at this stage with its management cannot be trusted with corporations to run nuclear power.
Well, I remember that John Goffman said that the nuclear industry is waging a war against humanity. But I would now put it further than that. I would say that global science is waging a war against humanity. I mean, like you said before, it's not just nuclear. It's in every single area where scientific developments can be used to make money for the monster that has now become global capitalism. People just turn a complete blind eye to any effects on human life and just march on steadily with the production of substances which they release to the environment, which kill people.
Sounds like the legend of Atlantis. Whether it was true or not, they created some technology that blew up their island.
Yes. Well, it does look like we're doing that.
Doctor, let me do 5 more minutes. I know you've got to go. We're going to do some overdrive. I want you to have closing comments and talk about what we do. Is there any safe atomic or nuclear power? What do we do with all these 35, 40-year-old aging things everywhere leaking? And what do we do? Because I've got children. I don't want to die of cancer young. I don't want to die, period. This is really scary. We're going to be back in 60 seconds with Dr. Busby. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.